to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
For non-Saturday snack shack, I'm your host, Fred and Steve Blackwood. I'd like to welcome everyone to the trading post. Hope everyone had a wonderful Saturday. Yeah, wonderful.
And then the preachers, they would come to stay a while with us.
47, it was entitled Notes and Patterns with Southern Nordic and the Hillbilly Professor. So episode 37, Noticing Patterns with Southern Nordic and the Hillbilly Professor. And I met these two gentlemen through a Telegram channel called the Appalachian Hill Tribe Telegram channel. And both of them are constantly posting really interesting things. And the Hillbilly Professor recently did an excellent interview with Mr. Jan Lambrecht from South Africa for the History Review channel. And Mr. Southern Nordic is probably best known for his excellent video vignettes where he very slowly takes you on a scenic mountain nature hike adventure while discussing all the things he's been noticing lately. And I'm getting somebody saying, not muted. So whoever's not muted, you should be muted. but anyway, sorry about that. So, like I said, you know, Southern Nordic's best known for these vignettes of what he's been noticing lately, all the things he's been noticing. So, for the newbies, we'll be opening up the phone lines after the bottom of the hour break, and you can call in and tell us what you would like to talk about. So, remember, Republic Broadcasting Network, it's about you because you can handle the truth. So if you want to call in, go ahead and take the number down, and we'll open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour, like I said. So 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252 or toll-free 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. But remember, on the toll lines, the studio has to pick up the tab on that. So if you can use your nickel, we really appreciate it. Also, you can come out to the chat room at bb9tradingpost.chitango.com. That's bb9tradingpost.chitango.com, where we have the hottest news, the dankest memes, and the best tips on independent living on the interwebs. But if you're looking for a knife fight, we just assume you go someplace else. So anyway, the sun never sets on the North Kakalaki Trading Post chat room. So wonder what Mr. Southern Nordic and the Hillbilly Professor want to talk about tonight. Maybe they want to talk about the weather. The weather here this week on Blackjack and down in Wilkes was perfect weather for honeybee robin if you've got it in between the storms. As for me and the boys, continued our quest as we finished up all the bee yards. So that was the end of the great honey robbery, right? We're going to go out and rob bees. But the heist, we're looking at over a ton of honey harvested this week. So I can't wait to get all the actual numbers, but we worked hard and it was hot. As far as elk reports, weather-wise, still reporting elk spotter number EX96. That's North Kakalaki elk spotter EX96. The official elk report for this week is no elk spotted on Blackjack Mountain or its vicinity. So over and out on the elk spotter. Or maybe they want to weigh in on the big Watauga County big debate, which is still going on as to which was more hateful. Angry black man from Atlantis, Tobias M. Jones, going on a Mad Max terror rampage against white drivers in his semi-tractor trailer truck in New Boone, North Kakalaki, or some kid waving a swastika flag near the carpetbagger chicken swinger synagogue of Satan clubhouse. And this is particularly getting vamped because Maybe they want to talk about the latest road rage incident in the all-inclusive New Boone, where diversity is our middle name, at our local Bojangles. This time, an unidentified man killed another unidentified man as a result of road rage. And once again, I only missed it by about an hour, as this was also on one of my game trails through the town. Or maybe wants to talk about how special it is that our tax dollars are going to fund yet another round of bring all those young Nelson Mandela wannabes from all over Africa to New Boone, North Kakalaki, for 6 weeks of globo-homo radicalization training by App State Chancellor Jezebel Everett's trained Marxist in globo-homo world government, right? And this is also in conjunction with the chicken swinger controlled U.S. State Department, keeping up the long Frankfurt School tradition of bringing global communism to all these Appalachian mountains, from Black Mountain College to App State University. Go globo homo queers, right? Instead of mountaineers, you know, now we have radicalization commies that are, you know, spreading the words of Nelson Mandela to the world. Or maybe they want to talk about how Jonathan Nosferatu Greenblatt, the self-appointed kosher moral, ethical, and intellectual authority on all matters, has declared that the South African war chant of kill the Boer, kill the farmer is not at all hateful, racist, or genocidal. It's more of a traditional civil rights anthem, much like the U.S. civil rights anthem of we shall overcome whiteness. Or maybe they want to talk about how the new Cheka FBI death squads just assassinated another disabled white guy, Craig Robertson, because he posted things on Facebook, and how Mockingbird Media immediately flooded the zone with old pictures of a much more youthful Craig Robertson holding weapons to make him look like the bad guy in this Edward Bernays Court of Public Manipulated Opinion. This is now called the Heather Heyer tactic, right? Or maybe they want to talk about all those ADL Cheka social media assassins that undercover journalist Kyle Isbase just exposed. Is it amazing that all these self-appointed social media cancel culture commissars at the ADL all look like Heather Heyer really looked at Charlottesville? Or does being a fat, insufferable chicken swinger in a RICO-violating terrorist mob really give you the moral, ethical, and intellectual authority on all matters here in the USA? Or do you have to go to special insufferable Jew summer camp and get Israeli Mossad certified? Or maybe they want to talk about how Victoria Nuland, echo, 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 the demon mate of Robert Kagan of PNAC fan, and the evil queen of U.S. chicken swinger State Department nefarious activities, seems to leave a wake of civil war in every country she visits, from Ukraine to Niger. Will she be speaking at the App State Nelson Mandela Global Commie African Leaders How to Start a Civil War in Your African Country program? Or maybe they want to talk about how Israel's Bibi Netanyahu suddenly reversed course on judicial overhaul. Will this be enough to stop Israel's civil war, or will it just mark the beginning of political assassinations for all those that dare stand up to Kang Bibi and his chicken swinger supremacist dreams of greater Israel and total global domination? Or maybe they want to talk about if singer-songwriter Oliver Anthony is right about these rich men north of Richmond, and whether or not Oliver Anthony should be thrown in jail along with fellow noticer songwriter Hannah Pearl Davis, you know, like Graham Hart was and Alison Chablot was. Should we really have hard time for thought crime? Or maybe they just want to talk about fishing. So welcome to the Snack Shack, Mr. Southern Nordic and the Hillbilly Professor, and tell us, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Hey there, Blackbird. Can you hear me right now? Am I coming in good? Hello, hello. Can you hear me, Blackbird?
Okay, I can hear you. I can't hear the professor. I'm hearing a lot of couch squeaking or something. So
I heard him a second ago.
Uh-huh. So, professor there?
Am I there?
Yes, there you are.
Everything's great. I just want to say, Blackbird, it is an absolute honor. Thank you for inviting me onto your program here. I've listened to your stuff for a couple of years now, and it's always informative, and I really enjoy it. How are you doing, Professor?
Is he still not hearing us? It worked during rehearsal.
No. Am I coming through now?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear both of you. And it's nice to talk to you, Southern Nordic. I've watched a lot of your stuff, so, yeah, looking forward to it.
Nice to talk to you again. So what would y'all want to talk about tonight? I just actually got done listening to the Oliver Anthony song for the first time. I'd seen some people online post about it. Have you heard it yet, Professor?
Yes.
Yes. Rich Men North of Richmond. It's created quite a buzz. It's a I enjoy that song.
Oh, I was regrettably I did not have time to queue up a copy to have it for tonight's show, but I will have it for next week. I promise.
It's good. You will not be disappointed.
I've listened to it many times.
Okay.
Somebody sent it to me, I think, late last night. It was like, have you heard this? It's like, oh, my God, it's another noticer. They're everywhere.
Maybe I could just introduce myself and tell people what I do and how I got into this.
That would be great. So go ahead.
So I'm a professor at a medical school. And when I'm talking, I'm a little cagey, so sometimes I'll change details. I don't lie, I just change details about dates and names and that sort of thing. But I worked in big data, is what they call it. It's science. And what had happened is they came up with new technology like microarrays. And it was cool because you can measure the output from every muscle or whatever. And but the problem, so everybody's all excited because before you had to do them one at a time, measure them one at a time. But it's they call it big data, and there's also metabolomics and stuff. So I was working in this back in the 90s, and I noticed that the government was hiring, because I'd go to conferences and stuff. We were being recruited, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? What are these government federal agencies want with us? And then it came out, so I was sort of curious. It came out that they were sucking up every electronic communication, and I just know that that's what it is they're coming up with software and stuff to organize it, map networks of dissidents and that sort of thing. So that sent me down the old paranoid paranoid path.
Welcome to my world. unfortunately, I was the one teaching them how to do a lot of that and then realized what they were doing with it. And they said they didn't need my services anymore. But please continue. So what? So where are you now in this path of yours?
Well, I mean, I've learned a lot. The last few years, I've changed tremendously in my viewpoints and stuff. I mean, when they censored a president off Twitter, I was like, what the hell? And even Southern Nordic, you're censored on my iPhone. I sent screenshots in, and you know, it's like a prominent guy. And the same way with Blackbird, he's affable. I mean, I just can't believe the hell he's been put through.
Oh, I know. It's astonishing. I know what you're talking about, though. I know my Telegram channel, it's been censored. I had to start a new one several months ago. I'll let you continue, though, and then I'll introduce myself real quick, Professor, if you want to go ahead.
I don't have much more to say. So, when I was growing up, I hunted and fished all the time, which, by the way, I want to teach you to fly fish.
I'd love to learn.
it's an elegant sport.
It is.
I got into mining engineering originally, and I ended up dropping out of that and going to more biology when I saw how terrible it was working in a coal mine. So, but I've got a little experience with that, and I grew up in eastern Kentucky and in a pretty really rural setting. But, I like to hunt with dogs and stuff, so, yeah.
All right, great. So Southern Nordic, introduce yourself. And how did you get on this path we're on?
Well, it started back in probably 2016. Growing up, I was always really curious about history. And when I was a child, I always kind of pulled for the villains in movies. However, in 2016, my father wanted me to come and watch a certain documentary that was made by Dennis Wise. And I'd always been curious about World War II. And after a couple of nights of hanging out with my old man and watching that, it seemed to answer a lot of questions. I don't have the illustrious education of my counterpart here, professor. I have a degree in finance from Eastern Tennessee State University that I have never used. I'm a truck driver for a living. And I, seeing what's happened in Appalachia has just reinforced. I'm from the northeasternmost corner of Tennessee, probably not too far away from either from you, Blackbird, to be honest. Just over the hill, I guess you could say. And seeing the human wreckage of the current drug pandemic, I mean, this is a small, extremely small rural town in northeast Tennessee, and the methamphetamine and the fentanyl and the heroin, I mean, it has just left a path of carnage, which led me down the rabbit hole of the Sacklers. I was going to say,
and all the legal drugs from the Sacklers.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, Oxycontin got to be really prominent when I was in college back in the late aughts. And then it was, I've got a YouTube channel called Southern Nordic. I'm not banned off of there yet, remarkably.
Remarkably, yes.
I don't know. I've managed to fly under the radar so far. I've got a broad range of interests. I like to speak a lot about Appalachia because it's my home. It's the only thing that I've ever known. I'm also interested in Operation Gladio, which was a rabbit hole in itself, the years of lead in Italy. Have you ever heard of the Dutroux affair, Blackbird? You ever heard of that?
Not right offhand.
Well, the Dutroux affair occurred back in the 80s and 90s in Belgium. It's also tied to Operation Gladio, and it is a sort of pedophilic nightmare involving the top brass in the Belgian government. It would make the whole Epstein ordeal blush, to be honest. It is truly horrifying. And, you know, I'm just interested in history. I like to do a lot of gardening, fishing. Ginseng season's about to start here soon, less than a month, just a few weeks away. So, yeah. And that's me, I guess.
Oh, wow, great stuff. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, what you see in your videos and what I see here in New Boone. And, you know, I'm, you know, going to be 61 this November. So, you know, growing up in these mountains and seeing how it was in the 60s and 70s and then seeing how the education system got weaponized against the local population, and then coming back after 9/11 and seeing, you know, where this is now and just how they're ramping it up, that you've got just this full-blown Bolshevik revolution going on right under everyone's nose, complete with bioweapon terrorism. You talk about, you know, the opioid epidemic, you know, that's all controlled, you know, so who's bringing that in? And, you know, the Gladio systems, you know, in Europe, and it's like, hey, guess what? You know, when they say Operation Prism and Operation, you know, this, that, and the other, information aware, you know, they're tracking, you know, us down. And what, you know, the professor was talking about with, you know, collecting all these matrix, you know, that's what I was doing. I was training the analysts for, you know, the NSA and the CIA, et cetera, you know, how to grab the various parts of the intelligence packets, you know, and, you know, sort it and, you know, see patterns in that, right? So that's what I was doing. When one of the first things, you know, I asked the NSA when I was going in to teach is, do you want the, you know, I'm assuming you're going to want the world standard version of the chorus, not the American version, which uses a different signaling. And you know, she very, you know, this is this Jewess at the NSA. You know, so, oh, no, we want the, you know, that signaling for American telephone systems. And, you know, so it was just like, you know what you just said? You're not supposed to be doing that. And it's like, yeah, that's what they're doing with Trailblazer and, you know, all these Prism and all these others is just, you know, sorting and us out. And then you look at the people like the public intellectual there at Israel, who, you know, Noah Harari, who's always talking about, you know, we're going to set up these great social credit scores where the machines will think for you and give you what you need versus what you want, you know, what you deserve. You know, we got it all mapped out, you know, this whole thing. So yeah, you just see how it's all coming together. So, Professor, you know, what do you see this whole situation? You know, where are we now in, you know, the Appalachian Mountains, and where do you think we're going?
Yeah, I don't know. I remain confused because when they declared war on their own population, I'm like, what the hell? You know, all the biggest problems, domestic terrorism, or they, I think they even said white domestic terrorism. So that infuriated me. And they're so, ballsy right now. It's just, I'm flabbergasted. So, yeah, I'm really concerned.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really in your face at this point, and just the blatancy of they're just so over the top. And I just always remember that Schultz and Neeson quote of, you know, we know they're lying to us. They know they're lying to us. We know that they know that we know they're lying to us. Yet they continue to lie to us. And so this whole thing with watching the, you know, the DOJ and the FBI being exposed basically as a political checker with an agenda going after people that look like us. You know, we're the targets of this hidden hand. And that's what I think the hardest thing, you know, to people accept is that, you know, whether you like it or not, you're at war. You're in an existential war, but it's a different type of war. But the end game's the same. You know, they want, you know, global white genocide so they can replace all of Western civilization with their model. And I'm again it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't think it's genocide. They just want total control.
Right.
Because they don't want to get rid of our whites. I mean, we're the ones that produce the majority of stuff, even compared to Asian stuff. So I think that's – and they want total control. That's a digital currency, that CBDC, where they'll be able to track everything. And I've been thinking recently, like, what should be the red lines? And so I'm a total absolutist on guns. If they try to come for the guns, I can't tolerate that. But I'm starting to think cash might be another thing. I mean, we got to have some sort of form of cash. It's not they can't easily track.
Oh, I am all over alternative currencies. And one of the things about my Hills and Holes game is, you know, developing the currency for the game. And just, you know, studying all this various economic theory of, you know, okay, how do you make a, you know, currency? You know, and so it's fascinating looking at, you know, all the various things through history of what people used for money and currency, et cetera. So, yeah, that's another, you know, we've got to get our control of our currency back because we don't have it. So, Southern Nordic, where do you see it, what we're at and where we're going? And, you know, are you again it too?
Oh, I'm totally again it. I won't stand for it. you know, we truly are public enemy number one right now. I think we have been for quite a while. I've also been researching a lot back into things that occurred in the late 70s, throughout the 1980s, up into the 1990s. I've studied extensively the Bruderschweigen. I've also studied quite a bit about Gordon Call, Ruby Ridge, Waco. You know, when people nowadays think about the 1980s, especially like I'm born right in the middle of the millennial generation. Everybody has this nostalgia about the 1980s, but if you study these things, it shows that there was a strong undercurrent of revolution from, you could say, the white race, from separatists. This is often glossed over, but, you know, I didn't mean to kind of go off on that tangent, but it's going to tie into what I'm going to say here in a second. You know, it seemed like when 9/11 came, the new public enemy, of course, was the Muslim, the Arab. Yet now they have, and you know, it was, you get these contradictory messages. George W. Bush was in it. You know, he's portrayed as, you know, just this dumbass Texan. But in reality, I think he was one of the most Machiavellian presidents that we have had within the last half century. And, you know, they would say, oh, Islam's a religion of peace, yet we're over there in their business. And, you know, we open our borders. Europe is absolutely flooded with this stuff right now. And, you know, nowadays, it's like we're on the chopping block again. The number one threat in this country is white supremacist terrorism and all that shit. I will say this, technology, where it is heading, the AI, you know, I see a lot of people that I speak with online. They use that chatbot, ChatGPT, I think is what it's called. You see this AI art that's being produced. It absolutely terrifies me where we may be here in about 15 to 20 years. But what I wanted to close this off with saying is I have seen people online get a knock on the door for just saying the wrong things and the wrong people seeing it. You know, right now we're in an election season. The Biden administration is absolutely horrible. They're tottering on the verge of collapse, you could say. People are fed up. And what they're going to do is they're going to try to target dissidents in order to pad their resume. They're like, oh, these terrible white nationalists here, they're such a threat. Look at us. We're our DOJ and FBI. They're doing something productive. Elect Biden. So be very careful and don't underestimate the nefandous nature of the CIA, the FBI, because if they can't find any domestic terrorists to round up, they will invent them. So, you know, be very careful. It's just a word of caution.
Exactly. Professor, what do you say to that?
Yeah, I agree. You got to be cautious. This is a time, and I think a lot of people lack the imagination, but if you read a little bit of history, things can go south in a hurry. I mean, Holodomor and you know, these disasters and stuff. So, yeah, that's why I sort of got a little bit more active, is because I'd like to get a little bit of, organize some networks of trusted people. And I always say, never discuss anything of real importance online, only in person. And if it's really important, just not. Don't even talk. So, yeah, like I said, I'm paranoid. Sorry.
One of them cases. I was just going to say it's one of those cases of either do it alone or just leave it alone, I guess you could say.
Right, and always remember that you have that cell phone, a smartphone in your pocket. You know, that is a, you know, device that can be turned on to listen to you anytime. And it, that happens, you know. So that's interesting, this idea of, you know, this group of people thinking they have the moral authority to just invade everybody's privacy to create this model to decide how resources should be distributed. You know, and who should live and who should die. And, you know, that is the chutzpah of this, you know, cabal, is, you know, they just really see themselves as the gods of these planets, that they're here to fix the world. And unfortunately, people like you and I are the problem, right? And we should be hearing the music any second. Now, I hope I'm not talking over the music, but I'm not getting it in my phones. But anyway, you are listening to Blackbird Night Saturday Snack Shack here on RBN, and we'll be back after these messages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Shh. Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
It's got a hole in it. Yeah, my book, it's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman. It ain't got no man, 'cause my book, it's got a hole in it. Yeah, my book, it's got a hole in it. Yeah, my book, it's got a hole. I can't buy no beer.
All well, right. We are back. You're listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn. I'd like to welcome everyone back to the Trading Post. And, you know, as always, thank you so much to the RBN staff for working so hard to overcome all the technical problems they had this past week. And a lot of people were reporting not being able to get to the website, not being able to get to the archive servers. So appreciate everyone's patience. And, you know, thanks to all the RBN staff that took care of the problem. Everything seems to be working now. But, you know, it's very important that we support RBN, keep RBN on the network. So if you still have means, please support, you know, Republic Broadcasting, because you can handle the truth, but the truth is what they're trying to keep away from us, right? So, again, if we're going to open up the phone lines here and if you want to call in and tell us what you want to talk about, you can call in at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. or toll free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Mr. Producer, I think we have Mr. Lark in Texas. So please connect Lark in Texas. Lark, are you there, sir?
How do you do, Federico?
Greetings, good sir. Happy Saturday.
Well, happy Saturday, y'all. I just wanted to say I'm really pleased about your discussion and to kind of meet your two guests there. How do you do there, Professor in Southern Nordic?
Hey, how you doing, sir? Hope everything's well down there.
Well, it's hot, hot, hot.
I bet it's hotter than hell down there.
it damn sure is. But anyway, y'all were talking about economics, and I have a particular interest in that subject, and I think it'd be fun to kind of have a powwow sometime about alternative economics. Federico may be cognizant of the fact that I've been interested in counter-economics. Now, that's a word y'all can actually look up in any encyclopedia, the word counter-economics. It's a hyphenated word. But, you know, just wanted to get y'all to weigh in. If we had no money at all tomorrow, everything collapsed, we'd always have trade and barter, would we not?
I would believe so, sir, absolutely.
I think go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I've been doing is I've been walking around because there's a bunch of farmers around here and just meeting the farmers. So, yeah, I'm sort of cognizant of that, and that's sort of my strategy. I did want to respond to something Southern Norris said about if you're going to do something, do it alone, because they teach us to be highly individualistic, and there's strength in that system, but I also think there's strength in numbers. So, I don't know. I try to get a trusted group of friends that you can barter with or whatever. So, yeah, I'm thinking along those lines.
Also, I don't think you can really do any serious organizing online when push comes to shove.
Absolutely. That is absolutely correct. There's informants and snitches and agents all over online, unfortunately. You got to... You're on the absolutely correct path, and what the professor just said, community, you know, starts at home. Get to know your neighbors, like the professor just said. He's getting to know his farmers that live around him. This is an important sort of structure you need in place. But anyway, go ahead, continue, Larkin. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't want to hog too much airspace here. I like hearing y'all. Chit-chat back and forth more. But, you know, Frederick, if your buds there want to reach out to me, you can tell them how to do that. Maybe we can have some discussion along that line.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Have a coffee together sometime.
Yeah, cool. I have a website, and I've been around a little while. I'll be 69 this month. And it's called... Lark in Texas. So you can find me pretty easily. And there's an entry at that website. It's simply called 9 words, the number 9 and words. And I've got it divided into 3 groupings of 3 words each, a total of 9 words. But one of those words is counter economics. And I kind of think that if we're ever going to take back this country and or win the freedom, the liberty of our fellow man, our countrymen, it has to start right there. If we cannot communicate outside their system, trade and barter outside their system, we're always going to be slaves to it. So I'll leave you all with that.
Oh, great points. And one of the things, in addition to teaching us all about the nuances of communitarianism, Lark is a wealth of knowledge on the restaurant industry and the restaurant equipment industry in the United States and the world, and just how skewed the economics of the restaurant industry are versus something like a dinner club would be. You know, so we have a lot of fun talking about, you know, that kind of economics as well. So we'll definitely get together soon, Lark. Thanks for calling in. Mr. Producer, could we get Brian in Kansas City? Mr. Brian, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, so you sound fine. Happy Saturday.
Yeah, same to you. It's the first time I've called into your show. I always call into Giuseppe, and I get you sometimes when I talk to him. So there's such a wide range of topics I could talk about. I don't even know where to start because I'm the one that does that stuff the Buddhist monks do, you know, the chakra dhyana, where you take in all this Holy Spirit, and then your third eye works, and your telepathy works, and then I figured out how to download things from above your crown chakra. You can get your third eye, and then start making some high-pitched noises, and focus on those three chakras above your crown chakra, and then bring it down to your crown, and they show you all kinds of stuff. But the problem is, it's so beyond what we get here. I mean, what it really shows me is what a huge lie we live in. I mean, the lie is so huge that people, they can't grasp it. They don't want to even hear it, because when I talk about it, it's just beyond anything. So anyway, so that's what I do.
Oh, yeah, that's very interesting. When you're looking at
things,
the meta levels of these systems, it's a lot of people just can't take it in. And also you just have the cognitive dissonance of, you know, they were programmed with garbage in, garbage out. You know, they were given bad data sets and incomplete data sets, you know. And yeah, so that's the thing. When you start getting into those higher circuits, you start seeing those bigger patterns like paradox and, you know, and various things like that. But anyway, so yeah, real quick, we got a few more callers, but Professor and Sonny Noik, you want to weigh in on what Brian's talking about?
Go ahead, Professor.
I would just say that I think a lot of people embarrassed they were played for such fools. So, and I also wanted to mention there's an American Renaissance conference. It's a well-run conference, and they've got police presence, and it's well-controlled, and Jared Taylor, he's the one that puts the conference on. There's a couple of us going down there together from the channel, so I recommend that event. I'm a little suspicious of NJP, though I've defended them online and stuff, but yeah, so okay. I just wanted to mention that.
Okay. Southern Nordic, what are you thinking about Brian's meta systems here?
I think that's highly interesting. If you study the elites, of course, you know, the chicken swinger elites, but there's also, you know, we do have elites as white people of our own race. They are, you know, they profess a sort of atheism to the masses. That's what's in vogue these days, a sort of atheism, scientism, all that. But if you look at it, they're highly interested in the occult, which the occult is, of course, just occluded knowledge, hidden knowledge, you could say. This is something I've been reading quite a bit about lately, the concept of the egregore and some other things. But I don't know a lot about Buddhism at all, to be honest, but I definitely can see how, you know, using these chakras can reveal certain things to you. So that's really interesting. I'm glad it's working for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the egregore, when you talk about that, what the dark have done using occult technology, I'll say it, is they've created those egregores because they're not a natural creation. If you look at Blamut or whatever, Morlock, and even ones like Yahweh, Jehovah.
Yes.
Yahweh's not good. Jehovah's not good. Even Yeshua, which is you know, the Hebrew word, I think, the Jewish word for Jesus, they're all dark egregore creations. And when you, you know, give them any energy, it goes to the dark. You know, you've got God the Father, prime creator or source, and then you've got Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and then I think everything else is just an awful egregore. And so anyway, my third eye works really good because I've been doing this for a long time, and I called in Yahweh one day because I thought he was good, and out of my third eye I could see this horned, horrible-looking thing, and I said, this can't be good. And so that's kind of what the golden calf was all about when you know, Moses came down with the Ten Commandments. You know, they were basically creating an egregore.
We got a bunch of people lining up here. So, yeah, great call.
Okay,
appreciate you calling in. You have a great weekend. Okay, Mr. Producer, can we get Charlie in Florida, please? Mr. Charlie, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. You know, one of the easiest things you can do, and this isn't why I called in, but the conversation was heading that way from the last caller, but easiest things you can do is just drink good, clean, pure water that doesn't have any fluoride in it, because that'll detox your pineal gland, which is where a lot of the, I think that third eye or whatever it is he's talking about is located at, between the between both sides of the brain. And once you get that detoxified, you can open things up a lot easier. But yeah, I mean, it's all good. Really, I just wanted to ask that old go boy there where he's from in Eastern Kentucky. I used to live in Eastern Kentucky back in the early middle 70s and 80s. I know it pretty well.
I was up around Ashland Oil, but I've lived south of there.
Oil
too.
Area, yeah. Yeah, I grew up working in the oil field, oil patch up there, but it was more in eastern Kentucky. Yeah, all right. Thank you very much.
Well,
I just wanted to find out.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for calling in. Okay, Mr. Producer, mm-hmm. We got John in Tennessee, please. Mr. John, are you there, sir?
Hey, there he is. Good evening, Frederick.
Yes, happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. I'm going on vacation tomorrow. Yeah, Lark triggered me to call in because he's right. We're not going to win anything online. I'm still on Twitter. I've been doing these Twitter spaces all week. Met a lot of interesting people. Came up with a little plan of action. But, yeah, we are going to have to start talking to people face-to-face because we are literally at war right now. I mean, there's an active depopulation going on right now. They did it with the COVID jabs. They just set Hawaii on fire. I mean, these people are taking land and killing people however they want to do it. I kind of had a little revelation of my own with this stuff in Ukraine. I think what's going on is Israel is baiting all the NATO countries to send all this equipment to Ukraine, and it's just a black hole because they're gonna plow our swords into plowshares, or they're gonna beat them into plowshares. That's exactly what's going on. They're trying to disarm all the white people because they know there's going to be a great leveling since everybody's starting to figure out who's behind all this. And then just to finish, Jared Taylor is 20 minutes away from me right now. That's where I live. So I heard about the conference. It's 20 minutes, but he wants $200 a head. So I'm not going to do that. And then the idea that I got from the spaces is, you know, the Libertarian Party does have ballot access. You don't have to worry about a platform or what they stand for. But if people want to run for office in their own neighborhood, that slate is wide open. And, I mean, the blacks could overtake it, and they could take over every mayoral office in the United States and every city if they wanted. You can take over that party, turn it into what you want, change the name of the party, and I actually think that's what I'm going to do. It's a waste of time for anybody to think we're going to get the Republican Party where it should be. We already know it's a uniparty. We know the choices we have for president are hand-picked CIA selections. So that's actually an option. Is take over the Libertarian Party right where you live. Just offer to run for a candidate, then get out in front of your neighborhood and go, hey, I'm for liberty. I'm for liberty, not this Republican circus. Thanks.
All right. Great call, Professor. What do you have to say about Mr. John's call?
Yeah, I'll just admit I'm confused. I mean, they brought up these UFOs, but I definitely think local governance is worthwhile. I've traveled in these circles for a little while now, and people want to move here where I am. And you know what they ask about? How's your deputy? So I didn't realize deputies were so important, but they can stand off the FBI if they're good. So, yeah, local stuff is decent, but I don't think we're going to be able to vote our way out of this.
All right, Southern Nordic.
I absolutely agree with John there. I don't, the Republic Party, it's a uniparty. Politics, as we know it, this two-party system is a facade. And I think on the local level, that is a good way. You know, if we're going to change things, we do need people that can perhaps hold their nose and infiltrate certain institutions. Now, whether or not, that would be a balancing act in itself. But yeah, I agree with what John said. And I also agree with the professor. I don't think we're going to be able to vote our way out of this. Democracy is a sham.
All right. Great call. Okay, Mr. Producer, can we have Mr. Wayne in Texas, please? Mr. Wayne, are you there, sir?
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks a lot. And early on in your program, you mentioned a guy's name by the name of Jan Lambrecht, and I think he's out of South Africa. And I remember reading his journals and stories 15, 20 years ago about the murders of white farmers in South Africa by these thugs that came out of the cities. And again, the pictures were hideous and the stories were just unbelievable. And of course, there was nothing in the international media or even ours. And then recently, this EFF leader, Malema, in South Africa, was in a stadium with like 80,000 people. And one of their main chants was, kill the Boer, kill the whites. And so you have this kind of buildup over there. And right after that, there were several farm murders after that where these thugs went into these innocent farms and just attacked the families. So I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, with South Africa and the lack of news there, do you think that's like the training ground for what we're going to see here? Because if you look at it, we have CRT, we have the liberal media always like anti-white. You see a lot of crimes against whites that the media blows off. So I wondered what you guys think of what we're going to see here. Is South Africa the beginning of white genocide?
All right, let's go to the Southern this time. Mr. Southern, what do you think to Mr. Wayne?
That's a very good observation. I'm glad that you brought up the situation with the Boers down there in South Africa. I do think that is very possibly a future scenario of what we might see here in America. I know I've looked into some of their history, and I've listened to Jan Lambrecht several times. I really enjoyed his series of shows he did with Tom Metzger several years ago. But I've looked at pictures. You know, the Boers, they were heavily armed at one time. You know, I've seen pictures of, like, these beautiful blonde-headed families. You know, they're out at picnics and just enjoying themselves, but, you know, they've got automatic weapons just within arm's reach. This is a real thing. The media black out. Of course, they're going to black that out. I even heard that recently there were, I think, a few thousand of these white South African farmers who have applied for citizenship in places like Canada, the Netherlands. I think I read that the Netherlands had turned down 500 of these white farmers. Canada had turned down about 1,100, and they claimed that they rejected the Canadian government rejected these, I guess I'm not sure of the correct term, requests for like a visa or maybe a citizenship. They labeled it as white supremacy. They accused these persecuted farmers in fear of their lives of white supremacy. So yeah, I think that is a dire warning, you could say. Go ahead.
Yeah, a great response, Professor.
Yeah, I just did a podcast with Jan Leprech, and I've been following Rhodesians in South Africa pretty closely. I mean, they're down to 5 or 6% white in their country, and we're still 60%. So, and when you talk to Jan, he's like, "Ah, you guys are kind of made." So, but I do think it's a harbinger of things that could be coming here. So, yeah, that's why I fought.
And I think we should get all the cards on the table and have this be an ongoing discussion. But I would say give Elon Musk credit, because he did send out a tweet right after this meeting that I was talking about. And he says, his quote is, "They are openly pushing for genocide of white people in South Africa. Cyril Ramaphosa, why you say nothing?" So Elon Musk is about the only one I see calling these idiots out. So I hope more people jump on this and we start getting some discussion, because if we have another stolen election, somehow Michelle Obama or Michael Obama gets elected, we're going to have big problems here similar to this.
Right. Oh, great call. And yes, I've been on this topic for a long time, that, you know, basically South Africa and Rhodesia were the sandbox. This was the template where they, you know, gamed out this media manipulation, radicalization of the blacks against the whites, and demonized the whites on the world stage, right? And now we see this happening, you know, in every white country, and especially in the United States now, where southern white guys now are supposedly, you know, the number one threat to our democracy. So great call, Mr. Producer. Can we have Miles from Maine, please? Miles, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, real quick, we're about to run out of time. So.
Yeah, well, hey.
Having a really rough time hearing you. Have a bad connection.
Why wouldn't Elon Musk help get some mercenaries or something in there to protect these farmers? And also, you know, the Libertarian Party is not on the ballot in all 50 states, I don't believe. And even if they were, why would blacks leave to go to the Libertarian Party when they're getting everything they want and need through the Liberal Democrats and the cuck Republicans? Why would they change that? Thank you.
Oh, good call. Okay, Professor, real fast, what do you think of Miles?
I think we're a cynical, eccentric bunch. So I did want to mention that is I try to moderate those impulses in myself, because I'll get in fights with people and stuff. So I did want to mention that before we got off here. But yeah, I did that podcast with Jan Leprech. We discussed the Sacklers and stuff. And that's why I started following South Africa, is because, you know, it sort of be the game plan.
All right, Southern Nordic, last word for the night.
I don't think I caught all of what Miles was saying, but yeah, that would be a very helpful thing for Elon Musk to do. You know, get some help there. They need it.
But yeah, shining a light does a lot to cockroaches.
That
they
is
scatter,
true.
You know?
That is true.
And that's what I'm all about, is exposing these systems, and, you know, the sunlight's the best disinfectant. So you've been listening to Blackbird Nine Saturday Snack Shack with our special guest tonight, Mr. Southern Nordic and the Hillbilly Professor. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out to the Snack Shack this evening. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Until next time, I'll see you all at the rendezvous.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.